Organizational Structures and Elements, Part 2. Departmentalization. This element of organizational structure is the process of combining jobs or staff into groups to create functional units called departments. Departmentalization is the formal structure of an organization which gives it the ability to grow and form new subunits and levels of management. However, this often results in less flexibility and adaptability within the organization. There are several bases for departmentalization, which include functional departmentalization. This involves grouping together all activities that are similar in nature or related to a function in one department. Organizations that are divided by functional departments are able to fill positions with experts. Examples of this would be a production, purchasing, or finance department. Product departmentalization. This involves grouping all activities related to manufacturing a product into the same department. All resources and tasks usually fall under the authority of a manager who specializes in the product being manufactured. An example of this would be a company that manufactures both motorcycles and cars, dividing their company into two departments, one for the production of motorcycles and one for the production of cars. Customer departmentalization. This method is used when the emphasis is placed on effectively serving different types of customers. An example of this would be a business creating a separate department to serve its wholesale customers and another department for its retail customers. Departmentalization by process. This involves the different processes involved in manufacturing products into separate departments. The departments creating the different components would require special skill sets. An example of this would be a company that produces leather handbags and shoes having a department for dyeing, one for stitching, and so forth. Departmentalization by task force. This involves assigning a team or a task force to a specific project which extends from the beginning to an end of that project. Rolling out a new payroll system, for example, might require a task force comprised of HR, finance, and IT professionals. The task force is dissolved and the employees return to their regular duties following the completion of the project. Geographic departmentalization. This involves arranging departments by territories or region that an organization serves. An example of this would be an organization dividing its sales department by regions, with each region having its own regional sales manager. Matrix departmentalization. Matrix departmentalization combines two departmental structures, often functional and task force, to improve the integration of multiple components for a specific activity to improve economies of scale and deliver enhanced services to customers and the organization. In organizations that follow the matrix organizational structure, employees report to more than one supervisor, a direct supervisor, and a project manager. An example of this would be an employee from the accounting department assigned to work with the production division but still reporting to the managers of both departments. A downside to matrix departmentalization is that effective communication becomes more challenging. Formalization. Specialization and formalization are similar in that they deal with how jobs are structured within an organization. However, there is one main difference between them. Formalization focuses on the position rather than the person in the position. Formalized structures use organizational job descriptions, rules, procedures, and processes to define the job and control an employee's tasks. In formal organizational structures, there is a divide between the employee and the position so that the position remains the same no matter who is in the position. Whereas, in an informal organization, more value is placed on the individual rather than the position, allowing for an expansion of a role based on the employee's skill set, preferences, etc. This allows the organization to put more importance on the employee rather than on the department or the team the employee belongs to. Centralization and decentralization. Centralization occurs when decision-making in an organization is concentrated at a single point, higher up in the chain of command, while decentralized organizations take on more of a democratic decision-making process. Decentralized organizations empower managers and employees lower in the chain of command, but are more familiar with the problem to make decisions. Both organizational structures have their own pros and cons. Centralization provides employees with uniformity through a clear chain of command and standardized policies and procedures. It also results in a more efficient operation. However, it can lead to inefficiencies in decision-making by management that is out of touch with business operations and diminishes individual initiatives among employees. Decentralized companies allow for quicker decision-making process and employees experience greater levels of procedural fairness. However, some disadvantages of decentralization are increased cost because of duplicating administrative services and conflicts between divisional heads. Finding the right balance between centralization and decentralization can be a challenge for many organizations, but when done successfully, it provides many benefits. In conclusion, the degree to which an organization is formalized, centralized, the type of departmentalization it uses, the number of levels it has, the chain of command, the span of control, and the extent of specialization are key elements to the structure of an organization. These elements affect the extent to which the company is effective and innovative. Properly structuring an organization results in better communication and optimal use of resources, which drives the overall success of the organization.